Please be seated.
见证的会的是最美好的时刻，但是见证会的时间往往是不够。
It is a beautiful moment, yet we always don't have enough time.
所以我就是盼望啊，做见证的人能够抓住你的精华。
And I hope the person who testified may speak all the important points.
让最美好的能够呈现在众人面前。
So you can present the most beautiful parts
of your testimony. 带领见证的人。
May the Lord guide us.
那我们今天第一位要见证的就是廖姊妹 ，Sister Lin.
The first person will testify is Sister Lin.
很感谢神，圣灵的感动，她接到电话，她为了圣灵的感动，她就接受我的邀请。
And it is the move of the Holy Spirit that she could not refuse.
所以我希望圣灵继续带领她做完这个好好的见证。
May the Holy Spirit guide us to complete.This task. Now I will call upon Sister Lin.
Hello, everybody.
各位好。
This is my first time ever stand up in front to witness for God.
这是我头一回那么在众人面前为主做见证。
So excuse me if I don't speak well.
我如果述说的不太理想的话。请原谅我。
So, when Brother Chow called me 2 days ago,
大约两天前，那么赵弟兄，打电话给我。
I usually don't pick up phone.
我通常是不随便接电话的。
However, for the last 2 weeks, I've been praying to God and ask Him what He wants me to do.
在过去的两周里面，我向神不断的祷告。求主指示我当做些什么。
So I accidentally pick up the phone because I thought it was Sister Liang who is going to answer my phone.
那么我就这回我就不经意的接了电话，我以为是这个梁姐妹要跟我联系。
So I think maybe this is God's want me to give this opportunity to share God's blessing and the lesson I've learned with you.
也许这是主给我的机会，要我来述说从他那所得到的恩典以及主对我的教训。
So I'm going to share with you, there are so many blessings and I have many stories, but I will tell you just the story in the last 2 months.
我从主那边领受到很多的这个恩典，但是我跟各位所分享的就是在前两个月所发生的事。
So it's still fresh in my mind.
那么这些事在我的脑海子里面，在我的这个脑子里面还是印象非常的深刻。
So the title of my testimony that I want you to leave with is the message is true peace.
True peace.
True peace.
那么我今天要跟各位分享的题目就是真正的平安。
So about 2 months ago.
所以大约两个月前。
Well, after my mom went back to Indonesia, so I have a little bit more time to take care of my car.
那么我母亲那么回到印尼去了以后，那我有些时间来可以做我车子的这个保养。
So since the service before, the guy says, well, you need to change the timing belt because it's getting old. But I'm trying to save money, so I postpone it.
那么在这之前，修车的师傅跟我说，你的车子里面这个袋子要换了。那么可是我为了就是要省钱的关系，那么就一直拖延着。
So I thought now is an opportunity for me to take it to the car dealer for service.
那么我想说，现在是时候了。
So then I waited for the service guy, and when he's available, then I asked him to check for the belt.
所以我就请这个修车的师傅来检查一下我这个袋子，这个车的袋子 timing belt。
Then as soon as he opened the trunk, the hood, and he saw rat nest.
Rat
nest in my car inside the engine building a nest. They're very happy there.
他看见我的这个车子的引擎地方好像有一个网子一样的袋子，把它给 护住了。
老鼠的、red
oh, red nest
yes
oh not red red nest
red
OK 他看见里面啊，那么可以哦，他把里面发现了老鼠窝
nest 做窝
老鼠的房子老鼠窝
so what happened is they take out all the insulation from my old Mercedes Benz and build a happy nest in, on top of the warm engine.
那么他就把这个引擎里面的这种隔热的东西 都弄掉了，所以他在里面做了一个非常舒服的家。
So I remember the, you know, there was some experience that some guy also has similar situation and it cost them $10,000, you know?
那么过去曾经有人就是说有这样类似的事情发生，至少花了10,000块钱才把问题解决。
So I thought, gee, so the guy asked me, do you have insurance?
所以这个修车师问我说，你有没有保险
？I say yes. So he said, why don't you call the insurance usually cover for this?
他就说，那你问保险公司，那么这个部分他们付，就他们有没有付
？And so I called them right in front of in his office.Called the insurance agent.
那么所以我就问这个保险公司的这个代理人。
And she told me, oh no, it is written very clearly. There is no, you know, they don't cover red nets or any kind of critter problem.
所以所以那个保险公司代理人说。这个在那个合约上白纸黑字写得很清楚，像这种事情，比如老鼠做窝的事情，是没有付钱的。
So he said, but I will submit it, you know, to the central office anyway.
他说，那我还是那么到这个总公司去申报一下，看看情形如何。
So I was kind of like crushed. I said, oh, what a bummer.
那我当然。不是十分 很高兴，因为这要花很多的钱来修理。
So then I told the guy, since my car is an old Mercedes, it's worth, you know, not so much money. So I told him, well, give me an estimate first and don't fix it, okay? Because I am sure I want to debate whether to junk the car if it costs a lot of money or to do it. You know?
因为我这个车子是那个旧的宾士车子，我觉得说是不是肯花上这么多钱来修理？是我跟他说，那你先给我一个估价，不要马上去修。
So then I went shopping and stuff and get home about 2 hours later.
所以我就到这个铺子里去购物，然后我就在回家的路上。
So by the time I got home for lunch.
所以我回家，那么用午餐的时候。
Then there is a message on my machine already there.
那么在我的这个电话录音里头。
And the central insurance office called me and said, and then so he said to call us back at these numbers and this is your claim numbers and so forth. So I called.
所以我那个就是那个保险公司的那个总公司打电话来，那么叫我回他电话。
So I explained to him to the lady what happened and she said, okay, just tell the car dealer to, you know.Get a quote and they'll come actually say she will go over there send somebody to go over to the service place in a couple of days and then they'll write it up
所以他就跟我说那么叫这个车行那么把这个就是把这估价通知他们那么这个总公司也会派人去那么这个了解整个情况
actually I should back up a little because I think the key is when I was like leaving the service stationI was kind of like, well, you know, I was kind of worried, but then I remembered the verse that I was doing Bible study on John, chapter 14, verse 27.
我要补充一下，就是说在我离开这个车行的时候，是我想到圣经上的一句话。
Yeah, so I'm going to read it to you.
让我把这个经节读给各位听。约翰福音书14章。
Yes, and I'm going to read it to you. The word that comes to my mind, the whole sentence read like this. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives, but do not let your heart be troubled and do not be afraid.
27节，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
So when I thought about that verse, do not, you know, let your heart be troubled.
所以我就想到这句话，就是说心里不要忧愁。
So I calmed myself, that's why I drove home, and then I got that good message, you know, so...You know, oftentimes these Bible study really help us to remember God's promise.
所以我们就要冷静下来。那么每一次在这个查经的时候，那么我们就会学习到不同的圣经上的经节跟教训。
So, you know, basically they did fix all the trouble with the car, and not only that, I didn't. You know, the car dealer was nice to me, and they even.Usually you have $500 deductible. I didn't have to pay that. You know, they cover everything.
The full cover. 所以，那么通常这修车子，那么他都要先就是你要自己先付500块钱。可是这一次的话，所有的钱都不用花。
Not only did they even fix my old lamp that was broken and the timing belt, everything is like.You know, fix everything with no money out of my pocket and even get $100 from insurance for not renting the car.
所以他不但把老鼠窝的问题解决了，那么所有其他的这个车子损坏的部分也修了，而且我还拿到100块钱可以去这租车子的这个回扣100块。
So I want to thank God. So these are just one small example and a lesson that we all learn that if we study God's word,And the God's word will ring in our ears, and we can live with His word. And so, when we face trouble, and we just have to rely on His promise.
这就是我从圣经上所学习到的。我们有任何的问题的时候，那么心里就不要忧愁，不要胆怯，因为神会帮助我们。
Thank you.
感谢主。
哇，这真是很短暂、短捷，而且又很有。很有这个很有趣的美好的。
This is actually short and sweet.
刚才廖姊妹引用的那一节是约翰福音14章27节。
As Sister Lynn just quoted from John chapter 15, chapter of chapter 14, verse 27.
是主耶稣说：“你们不要忧愁。”哦。我所赐的平安啊，你们不要忧虑啊。
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
我们再看第16章。
Let's refer to John chapter 16.
33节。
Verse 33.
这边讲得更清楚。
It's even clearer.
就是我将这些事情告诉你们，是叫你们在我里面有平安。
These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace.
在世上你们有苦难。
In the world you have a tribulation.
但是你们可以放心。
But be of good cheer.
我已经胜了世界。
I have overcome the world.
所以这就是更清楚地讲到为什么主你在他主所赐的平安这么有确，这么有功效。
This is the reason why the peace we receive from the Lord is so effective.
因为主耶稣他是父与他同在。
Because the Father is with him.
那我们又如果在主里面的话，就是主耶稣与我们同在。
If we are in the Lord and He is in us.
而这个父就是整个世界宇宙的创造者。
And Father is the creator of the whole universe.
所以整个世界都是在他掌控之下。
So the world is in his hands, is under his control.
但这边又讲到说，虽然我们一定会遭遇到或多或少的困难。
Although the Bible said that you will have tribulation,
但是只要在主里面
，be of good cheer, and also in the Lord,
也就是有父也在父里面。
In other words, if you are in him,
我们就可以平安
then we will have peace and without any worry.
好，在接下来我们还有一点时间，我们想请梁姊妹来为我们见证。
And the next person I would call upon is Sister Gracie Liang.
谢谢，感谢神，梁姊妹是自动向我，就临时自动跟我 主动的见证。
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名开始做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
啊，我来分享一下那个小时候，我在在台湾那个教会的情况，参加聚会的情况。
I'd like to share with you my experiences when I was attending church in Taiwan.
也是我自己个人的成长过程。
And also my the experience of my growth.
1971年我小学毕业。
In I graduated from high school in
1970.
From grade school in 1971.
那在台湾，在当时呢，是从小学毕业开始可以参加学生联恩会。
In Taiwan, since your grade school graduation, you will be allowed to attend the spiritual convocation.
那因为那时候算人数比较少吧，可以提供学生联会的场地的教会也不多，所以很都是在像我们呢是去台中哦，台湾的总会参加，然后一次参加大概200个人左右。
Maybe there are not too many people, and also the facilities. So during my time, we went to Taichung, the General Assembly, to attend the student spiritual convocation. There were about 200 attendees.
那这个因为从小在教会长大，就是被鼓励一定要祷告，认真祷告求圣灵。
Since my young age, we were always encouraged to pray earnestly for the Holy Spirit.
其实哦，说起来啦，就是小时候，即使到现在，有时候也真的还不知道怎么样祷告。有时候祷告就是不知道心跑到哪里去，这样子没办法专心哈。这个真的是事实。
It is a fact that even up to this age, sometimes I didn't know what I was praying. Sometimes I was out of my mind.
但是因为教会传道啦，宗教教育老师这样教导，我是一个属于乖乖牌的小孩，就是他怎么教导我就怎么做。哦，即使做得很痛苦，我还是要做哈，还是要跪下来祷告20-30分钟，要祷告，要求圣灵。
And I'm just very I just simply accepted what the RE teachers telling me. I just submissively knelt down and pray, even if it was a very painful experience.
那1971年哈，是我第一次参加学生联会。
So in the year 1971, it was my first time attending the students' spiritual convocation.
但当然我知道，说我参加学生联会最重要的目的就是要求圣灵。
And I knew that the most important purpose of attending the student convocation was to pray for the Holy Spirit.
很感谢主，那一次算是圣灵大降的一次哈，因为在6天里面好像有105个人得圣灵。
Thank the Lord, this is actually the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So during 6 days, about 105 people received the Holy Spirit.
我自己是其实在之前一两年好像就有这种圣灵感动，就是说祷告的时候不由自主手就会动起来。
Actually, in the past 2 years prior to the receipt of the Holy Spirit, I had the move of the Holy Spirit. Every time I pray, my hands began to shake.
但是因为没有讲灵言，所以呢，就是还没有得圣灵。
Still, I didn't speak in tongue, so technically, I hadn't received the Holy Spirit yet.
那在参加那一次学生联会的时候，我记得是在第5天晚上呢。晚上聚会的时候，最后结束祷告的时候，我就开始讲灵言。
However, during that particular speech, during the spiritual convocation, on the 5th day in the evening, I remember that I was beginning to speak in tongue.
那当然就是说心里很快乐。
And I felt very joyous.
那隔天早上早祷会的时候，传道就结束，传道就告诉我说我得圣灵。
So in the following morning, during the prayer, after the prayer, the pastor told me that I have received the Holy Spirit.
那我知道了，因为从小被教了，那个圣灵是得天国基业的凭据，没有圣灵你不能进天国。现在有圣灵了，我可以进天国了。
I was told since the young time, Holy Spirit is the evidence to inherit heavenly kingdom. So I felt very confident that now I could enter the heavenly kingdom.
那也就是说，哎，我觉得哎，我有保障了哈。哦，那其实呢，还是很怕祷告。
I felt that I have the confidence. I have the confidence that now I have the guarantee. Yet, I was still afraid of prayer.
特别是这种二三十分钟长的这种
Especially the long 20 to 30 minutes of prayer during the convocation.
所以呢，到隔年的那个学生联会又到了哈，那我实在是很不想去，因为我想说，反正我已经得圣灵了，我参加学生联会的目的我已经达到了。
So in the following year, I was very reluctant to attend the student convocation, student spirit convocation, since I received the Holy Spirit. Then why bother?
最重要原因就是怕祷告，实在是很怕祷告，不，所以不想去参加。
Yeah, the major reason was that I was really afraid of prayer. That's why I was kind of reluctant to attend.
而我记得那个是一个礼拜天哈，那个下午要去就要去这个台北的大同教会报道。
I remember it was a Sunday when we were about to report to the 大同 Church in Taiwan in Taipei.
那那一天早上呢，我们在当时呢，那个宗教教育是在礼拜天早上。那天早上我去教会参加宗教教育聚会。
At that time, the RE class was held on Sunday morning, so I went to the church.
到那边哦，那个宗教教育老师说：“你去啊，你一定要去啊！”哈，那我实在是很不想去，可是被他讲了哦，就是好像被他逼迫的、逼着去的。后来我就很不情愿的，这也就去了。
So I was actually pushed by the RE teachers, keep on telling me that you have to attend this special convocation. I was kind of like very reluctant, you know, to be pushed.
那我们去的时候好像是比较晚到了，所以我们报到以后呢，我们就被安排座位坐在最后面。
Since we came rather late, after registration, we were assigned to sit at the back of the chapel.
那反正坐在最后面就比较
relax,
比较 relax, 就是说，对，反正前别人也看不到哈。那就是主要是心里哦，就是很怕祷告。
Since we were sitting at the back and feeling you know, more relaxing, but you know what was in my mind is actually I really you know dislike long you know, long prayer.
我记得哦，那个是这样，六天呢有十二次的早晚祷告会。那每一次祷告会结束就说哦，剩下十一次，啊，再第一次剩下十次。
So there were actually two prayers.Two prayer a day, so there were 12 altogether. So I began, I started to count down you know, after each prayer section.
好像人家当兵在数馒头这样子。
It's just like you know when you were in the military service, you are counting, you begin to count your running out date. We call it ROD in Singapore Armed Forces.
那在当时我们这个学生联会好像都少不了杨约翰长老跟谢顺道长老的课。
So during the convocation, it has become a practice that Elder John Yang and Elder Shun Dao Xie were the major speakers.
那一次，杨长老有去讲课，我已经忘记他讲什么了。
Elder Yang was one of the speakers, and I've forgotten his topics.
但是呢，他是一个很好的那个鼓励人家，叫 motivator。他是一个很会鼓励人家的一个长老。
He was indeed a very good motivator.
因为我坐在后面哈，他问一个问题：你们读圣经读过一遍的人举手。
I was sitting at the back, so when Elder Yang was asking the question, who had read the Bible once?
哎，我就往前看呐、啊，哎。好像没有人举手，我印象里面好像倒是还是有一个两个。
He said, those who have read the Bible once, please raise their hands. And I look, those who sit in front of me, only about one or two raise their hands.
我就在心里告诉我自己，明年杨长老问这个问题的时候，我要举手。
So I told myself, If Elder Young asks the same question next year, I will raise my hand.
Okay, 那之后杨长老讲课讲课，我在的时候从来没问过这个问题了。
So, however, later on when I attend the service, when Elder Young was delivering his sermon, he never asked this question again.
但是就这样子，神就用一种很奇妙的方法让我开始读圣经。
And God used rather a wonderful way, encouraged me and motivated me to study the Bible.
那读圣经呢，就是说，那时候嘛才十三岁嘛，哈，那个其实真的是一个小孩子啦。那读呢，到底能读懂多少？说实在，我也不知道。
I was only 13 years old, and how much I could comprehend, I couldn't tell.
或者有时候会偷懒，就好。偷懒以后又觉得好像很心里好像很过意不去，很愧疚，然后又开始读。
Yeah, sometimes I was lazy and also felt very guilty, and continue the reading.
但是就很奇妙的，我一年过去了，我真的把圣经读一遍了。
It's so wonderful that it was so wonderful that a year later I did complete I did read the Bible once.
那国中二年级要升三年级，又到了学生联恩会，这次又是去台中参加学生联恩会。
So when I was about to be a third grader, again, it's the time of the student spiritual convocation.
那这一次呢，就完全没有那种不想去的这种感觉了。
And this time, I didn't have that feeling, not attending anymore.
然后去那边，这个在祷告会的时候，好像也没有感觉，一点都没有感觉说，这个怎么祷告那么长啊？我会怕祷告的那种感觉也都没有。
And this time I was not afraid of the long prayer anymore.
那这就是说，真的很感谢神。那在这一年当中，就无形当中，好像至少发。可以很确定说自己的属灵的生命有在成长。
And unexpectedly, and thank God, in that past year, my spirituality was uplifted.
至少就是说，把圣经读过一遍了，然后祷告了之后，不怕这种长时间的祷告。
At least, I read through the Bible once and was not afraid of long prayer.
那在那个那一次的学生联会呢？他结束的时候呢，都有一个考试。
So during the and towards the end of a spiritual convocation, there was always an examination.
那前三名会有奖品。
And those who ranked first, second, and third, would receive a prize.
那一次好像我跟另外一个姐妹好像得最高分，那得到一本中英对照的新约圣经。
And I and another sister who are ranked the highest, so we were both received a bilingual New Testament Bible.
那那个英文呢是KJV 是钦定版的。
Yeah,
the 英文。
The bilingual Bible, the English version of the bilingual Bible was KJV.
那反正我。我也不知道，那时候我就想说啊，既然有英文圣经，我就开始来读。
And since I received English Bible and I started to read,
那实在是可能生字比认识的字可能还要多一点。
There are a lot of
很多很多生字就是。
There are a lot of vocabularies.
因为我英文是十二岁这个。小学毕业，国中才开始从 A B C 学英文。
And during my time, we started to learn English, in seventh grade.
你要想象说，在几十年前的台湾，然后读第三年的英文，要读英文钦定本的圣经，那种感觉。
You could imagine how was it possible, to allow someone.Reading the King James Version Bible with only 3 years of basic English.
那反正中文有一句成语叫做“囫囵吞枣”哈，就是这样，就是不管了，反正就给它看过去，然后把它读过去就是了。
In Chinese, there's a saying that you just swallow, you know, without carefully chewing and enjoying the food. So I would just quickly, you know, browse through the Bible.
那生子查过也忘记，然后再查还是忘记呀。
And I consulted the dictionary, and I the moment I found the words, I also forgot the words very quickly.
好像过了两年吧，或者两年多，终于把它读看过一遍了，英文的看中那个新约的哈，英文的。
So So 2 years later, I completed the reading of the KJV's New Testament.
当然中文圣经还是继续在读啦。
And of course, I still read the Chinese Bible continuously.
那我记得我在高中的时候开始有所谓的英文的 Living Bible 出版了。
When I was in high school, there was a English Living Bible published.
那这个跟那个钦定版的英文刚好是另外一个极端，是最简单的英文。
And actually, the Living Bible was published, and since it used simple English vocabularies.
那时候也只有先有新约的这个 Living Bible.
Yeah. So the Living Bible was also published in New Testament only.
那读完钦定版，再读那个 Living Bible， 就觉得 Living Bible 实在是太简单了。
And of course, the Living Bible is so easy.
那当然，我英文也比较进步了。
And of course, at that time, my English standard has been uplifted.
所以我记得我在高中毕业的时候，这个 Living Bible 新约我也读完了。
So upon graduation from the high school, I also completed the reading of the Living Bible.
那我发现说，在中英文一起读的时候，对我的一个好处，我自己得到了一个很大很大的一个帮助。
What actually benefiting the most was when reading the Bible bilingually.
就是说，我对于整个这个内容的这种语义的这种了解，可以更深入、更清楚。
I can have a better understanding of the meaning of each word.
因为特别是我们中文是这个和合本，它翻译的历史已经超过100年了哦，那个是100年以前的中文，所以跟现在其实还是有一些距离的。
The Chinese Union Version Bible was translated more than a century ago, so the style and the structure of the language was very different from modern Chinese.
所以这个两种语言对照着读的话，就真的能够真的抓住它原来的意思是什么，更了解整个的这种语这个整个的意义哈，整个那个经文哈，能够更了解。
Therefore, if you could compare two different versions, is actually very beneficial. You can understand better the contents of the Bible.
那这一段的见证，我想用现在来做一点点结论。
I would like to make a conclusion.
第一个就是说我们对于道理的圣经道理的吸收哦，真的是每一次一点一滴慢慢的在吸收。
So the biblical knowledge is accumulated bit by bit.
那我们现在有这么多的圣经版本，有 internet 可以查那种圣经的背景，我们可以知道很多很多这方面的知识。
Nowadays we have a lot of references, biblical references, like going through the internet. We can compare and read so many versions.
最重要的就是我们愿意花时间静下心来。去吸收神的知识。
The importance is that are we willing to sit down and to absorb and learn the word of God?
那在这样子，因为我们有心哦，有圣灵的带领，神会祝福我们的属灵生命，自然会成长。
If we have the desire to learn the word of God, then our spiritual life will grow accordingly.
那另外一个是关于祷告。
The next thing I'd like to share with you is about prayer.
我相信对很多人来讲，特别是我们真耶稣教会的这种灵言祷告，大家都是会有一种成长的一个过程。
To many of us, especially praying in tongues, we all experience the gradual growth.
对我个人来讲是从怕，很明显的是从怕祷告到不怕祷告，这就是一个成长的过程。
Yeah, to myself, I was very afraid of prayer, and then I turned to the point that I was very joyful in prayer, and it's actually a significant spiritual growth.
那当然绝对不能说只停在这边，那我也承认说有时候自己祷告也不是很专心，那就感觉到说这个祷告到底神有没有这是到底有没有那个任何的效果，有时候真的会有这种感觉。
Of course, sometimes I still need to concentrate and focus in prayer. I begin to concern whether this prayer is effective.
所以这就是说还是在学习怎么样做深入的祷告，怎么样做真的合神心意的祷告。
I'm still learning to make deep and profound prayer.
但是一个绝对没有办法否认的一个事实就是说，如果要祷告进步的话，就是要花时间祷告。
There's one undeniable fact. If you want to have a deep and concerned prayer, profound prayer, you have to spend time and your effort and concentrating and focusing in prayer.
那另外呢，就是说有时候我们过去有时候会做一些好像比较可笑比较幼稚的事情，但是呢这些都是成长的记号。
Sometimes we may do things very childish, and yet this is all the all these are the landmarks of our spiritual growth.
就好像蛇它要成长，它要蜕皮，它要脱皮，脱皮以后它才能够继续成长，它如果继续在那个皮没有脱掉，它就等于说限制了它成长。
So if the snake didn't change his skin, and it will his growth will be constrained and restricted.
那对我们来讲哦，就是说过去的事情那只是一个记号，当我们在看一个人的时候，千万不要把那个老是记住过去那个人的什么过错，以那个人以那件事情来定义那个人。
So what we shouldn't do is try to look what he or she had done in the past.
比如说我们如果一提到彼得就说哦，就是那个三次不认主的彼得。
For instance, if we mention about Peter, we always point at his thrice denial of the Lord.
那有问题的不是彼得，是我们。
Peter is actually we have the problem.
因为他早就过去那件事情早就过去了，他已经是一个非常爱主全心为主的一个使徒，他已经完成他走完他生命的路程。
Actually, Peter had already accomplished his task and also his way. He had broken through.
所以我们对他的印象千万不要只停留在那个三次不认主的彼得。
So to us, we shouldn't always have the impression of him that three times he denied Jesus.
就是说只有我们用一种很正确的方法来看自己，我过去的这种可笑的事情，这种我会觉得说这是我的成长过程，我现在已经离那边很远了，我还要再继续的成长。
And if we look back all the naive or the childish things we've done in the past, those are just landmarks. What we should focus is what I'm doing now and the future.
用这种方法我们来看我们自己，我们来看别人，这个我觉得是一个很健康很那个正面的一个看法，一个想法。
By looking at other people or looking at ourselves, we should always be positive and very assertive.
这些是我过去的一些见证啦，跟大家分享。那以后有机会，也许可以再做一些别的分享。
This is all my past experiences sharing with you.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归于我们主耶稣的圣
名。May all the glories and praises be given to our Father.
Oh. 非常谢谢两姊妹的这个 很恳切而且很实际的一个见证。
We thank to Sister Liang's very practical testimony.
这里面并没有神迹奇事。
We didn't see any the miracles or wonders in her testimony.
但是确实讲到她在她从十三岁开始就那种信仰的一些过程。
She described to her a process of growth since the age of 13.
她讲出那个新生，事实上我们在座的也都会有。
Actually, many of us have the same similar experiences.
比方说
，For instance,
怕祷告
，afraid of prayer.
为什么祷告那么长，又那么多
？Why it takes long? Take a long prayer.
怕读经
I was afraid of Bible reading.
曾经立了志要读。
I even make determination to read the Bible regularly.
老是读了一半，或者读了三分之一就停了。
And yet, I quit. Halfway through.
也从他的见证当中讲到我们怎么样一个过程，这是一个过程，然后怎么样成长。
In the testimony, we also learn about the process and the growth.
这就是我们想要这个每个人都要去。仔细的反省思的
追求。This is why we all should examine ourselves.
圣经在圣经里面有讲到，凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Those who are haughty or stuck up will be lowered.
就在路加福音十八章里面有提到。
It's stated in Luke chapter 18.
就说。上是神国的上上下下的道理，他们说是上下的道理。
And the teaching of the Bibles.
所以我们在神的国度里面，我们必须要常常存着一个谦卑的心。
So in the kingdom of God, we should always maintain a heart of humility.
然后再一点，我想跟大家分享的。
Another point I would share with you.
也就是刚才梁姊妹所跟大家鼓励的一个重点。
It's another point that Sister Liang had shared with us.
是记载在犹大书。
In the book of Jude.
犹大书是在启示录的前面一部书。
The book before the Revelation.
二十节。
Verse 20.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
By you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里祷告。
And praying in the Holy Spirit.
你念。然后保守自己藏在神的暗中。
And keep yourselves in the love of God.
仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。
Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
我看，你们看这三节三段，就是三个重点。
If we read these three verses, there are three essential points.
这里面有多少空间是需要我们去努力追求的？
There are a lot of rooms for us to improve.
有多少的忍耐？
With a lot of patience and endurance.
多少的努力？
And hard working.
也就是我们要在神的道理上，在圣灵里多祷告，多读神的话。
Again, we should pray more.And read the Bible more.
让神的话落实在我们的生活当中。
So the words of God can be deeply rooted in our heart and can be practiced in our daily life.
让人看到我们，从我们的身上，我们的言行就看到了神，我们所敬拜的这位神。
So people can see God through us.
这就是我们所要追求的一个方向。
This is the target that we all should pursue for.
我谢谢今天的见证者。
Once again, I express my gratitude to those two testifiers.
更感谢天父的带领。
Once again, we thank to the guidance of our Heavenly Father.
我们要将一切的荣耀、颂赞都归于他的名。
May all the glories and praises be given to His name.
我们现在一起同心祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
希望下次的见证会有更多的人能够勇敢地站在这个台前，向众人宣告。
I hope there will be more people to testify next time. Let's all pray together, one accord.